This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:13. You're listening to Sharmila and Lynn on the Evening Edition. We're now moving on to a story about SOCSO, which has confirmed that work-related accidents that happen at home can be compensated for under in line with the new normal. And so we are going to be speaking with SOCSO to get a better understanding of what this new coverage means.
Yes. So the coverage is going to be given under the Employees Social Security Act 1969. And the SOCSO website essentially says, so we're going to be getting it in more detail later, but just to lay the groundwork. Any employee who has faced a work-related or commuting accident can receive free medical treatment at panel clinics, and government hospitals. And I think there has always been this concern as we transition to working from home and we're not physically in the office as much as we were, whether or not that coverage would work this way. And I think that that really speaks to the changing anxieties or the changing questions that we have about work because of the changing nature of work.
Yes, and a lot of that has to do with the pandemic, right? So a UNDP survey in August last year said that 83% of employers in Malaysia are considering, 83% of employees that they spoke to in Malaysia are considering work from home options to extend even past the COVID-19 pandemic. And even the Prime Minister, he did speak extensively about this idea of expanding the work from home facilities to make allowances for people to be able to care for ill family members, for instance, or to also have men share in the responsibility of taking care of newborn babies. So I think the conversation around working from home has definitely shifted. It's become more for possibility. And I think that's where the SOCSO move is coming from.
Yeah, and we're going to be finding that out in more detail. But I do think, again, just to say that if this is something that you've been considering or been worried about, I found it reassuring to know that the procedure is the same. So whether you are trying to get compensation for regular work accidents or what you might have encountered or experienced in a home-based arrangement, it's actually not different. You use the accident report and claim form. You submit it to the nearest SOCSO office with supporting documents. You can find that form on perkeso.gov.my, and states under the MCO or the CMCO can submit the forms in the drop box of those SOCSO offices.
So we do have now on the line someone who's going to be explaining all of this to us much more clearly. We have John Reba Anatmarin, Deputy CEO of Operations at SOCSO. John, thanks so much for being with us. Could you start by walking us through SOCSO's accident coverage and what it includes?
Okay, first of all, I would like to inform all BFM listeners that Social Security Organization, or SOCSO, is an agency under the Ministry of Human Resources. Yeah? So SOCSO provides social security protection to all workers and their dependents through employment injury scheme and also invalidity scheme under Employee Social Security Act in 1969, or we call it Act 4, and also Self-Employment Social Security Act 2007, or we just call it Act 789. So when you talk about employment injury, this employment injury scheme provides protection to workers, including foreign workers, against accident or occupational diseases arising out of and in the course of employment. Yeah, this is this the meaning of employment injury. So what does it mean by arising out of his employment? So this is a question that we used to ask. So the protection under this scheme covers industrial accident, commuting accidents between his place of stay and place of work. Meaning that if you leave your home for work, you are protected at the moment you step out or your front door, right until you return back home. So that is the meaning of commuting accident. So this employment injury also includes those frontliners or workers that's affected by COVID-19 while discharging their duties in the workplace. So like nurses, doctors, and other workers. Yeah. So the benefits under this employment injury scheme includes medical benefits, temporary disablement benefit, permanent disablement benefit, constant attendance allowance, facilities for physical and vocational rehabilitation, dependent benefits, funeral benefits, return to work program and education benefits.
So how does this coverage extend then to working from home? Perhaps you could give us more examples on this.
Okay. Like I said earlier, SOCSO covers against accident arising out of his employment, which literally means almost all accidents associated with work. And lately, with the pandemic situation, work from home has become a new norm. They are covered, all right? Now, let me give you an example. Let's say a bank officer is working from home as instructed by his employer. Okay? Suddenly slipped and fell while working. In that case, SOCSO will consider his this accident as employment injury, and he is eligible for benefits under the employment injury scheme. Okay? So another example, if a manager was severely injured at home due to invasion of a robber while working from home, he or she is eligible for SOCSO benefits too. Anyway, all the accident work from home will be investigated to ascertain whether it is employment injury or not.
And what might be some situations that are excluded from SOCSO's coverage?
Okay, it's quite clear that as long as the accident does not lead to work, it is exclusion. Accident that is not related to work. For example, accident after the official office hours, or accident happened while attending personal matters during office hours. For instance, an employee leave the house for personal errands during office hours, like sending a relative to LRT station or having coffee with a friend during office hours. That is not considered as employment injury if there is accident happened to them. So any accident that happened during the time is not considered as employment injury. So like accident happened for personal matters are not considered as employment injury.
Awareness about the benefits that are covered under SOCSO, and what are some of them that maybe more people should be aware of?
In my opinion, at this moment, the awareness of benefits provided by SOCSO is reasonably okay, as I believe that the numbers of claims, such as in 2007, we have 69,980 claims. In the year 2018, is 72,631, and later on an increase to 79,489 in the year 2009. Displays that there are awareness among about our products. Yeah, usually for employment injury, it is the employer's duty to submit this accident report to SOCSO. Moving forward, social protection will no longer be about claims. Yeah, for example, almost all GNC departments in government hospitals are already connected to SOCSO, as we are able to provide assistance such as implants to those who suffer from accident within minutes of being reported.
So in what other ways has SOCSO adapted to new challenges that have been brought on by the pandemic?
Okay, due to the pandemic, COVID-19 pandemic, we have to adapt new challenges, especially in dealing with our core business, especially in the collection of SOCSO contributions, enforcement, human resources management, and the disbursement of benefits. Yeah, so we encourage all our employers to pay contribution via online through our access portal. And in fact, 90% of our employers are now doing transactions online with SOCSO. So as for our enforcement, throughout the movement control order, or MCO, and CMCO, due to COVID-19 pandemic, it's also done through electronic mediums such as SMS, WhatsApp, and telephone calls. So reports by our enforcement officers are done via a mobile app to ensure that their productivity and work are being measured objectively.
And do you see these changes lasting beyond the pandemic? I mean, has the pandemic itself exposed other gaps in our social protection system that need to be addressed?
Yes, definitely. A few years ago, we have been talking about the future of work, automation, and also industrial revolution. But COVID-19 has become a catalyst to speed technology and innovation to support the new norms. Yes, it's definitely shown gaps in our social protection system, such as coverage, especially amongst the informal sectors, informal workers, and the transition of the formal workforce to the gig economy.
Could you tell us more about these concerns about the informal sector and what is SOCSO doing to address this group?
According to the Department of Statistics, there are about 2.7 million self-employed in the in this country, in Malaysia. As at 14th of March this year, only 95,715 or 3.5% of the self-employed workers are registered, actively registered with SOCSO under the Self-Employed Social Security Scheme. So there are so many of them there, outside there, including taxi drivers, e-hailing drivers, food delivery people, even the personal aircon servicemen and other self-employed who are outside in the street that are not covered under any accident insurance scheme. Okay? So it saddened me sometimes to see food delivery riders who suffer from accident, death, and SOCSO is not able to render assistance as they are not covered by us.
So what's being done then to get more of these workers to register with SOCSO, and what are the challenges that you're facing in trying to get that to happen?
Okay, when you talk about challenges to register them, actually, it's awareness, you see. We have done a lot of awareness programs with them. Awareness about the minimum social security protection for them. So to them, the priority is not that protection at the moment. So we need to work hard to give them awareness regarding the importance of social security protection for themselves and their families. So this is our challenges that we face now. And most of these self-employed are vulnerable groups, like farmers, fishermen, other self-employed, you know. And we need to do more to help them, to educate them, the importance of social security protection for them and their families.
John, before you go, how can people find out more about the benefits that they're eligible for?
Okay, if there's any queries from members of the public regarding SOCSO, please feel free to revisit our website at www.prakeso.government.my, or they may just call our customer service line at 1-322-8000, or just visit our nearest SOCSO office throughout the country. We have 54 offices in this country. So just visit our office nearby to ask more information regarding SOCSO benefits.
Thanks so much, John, for speaking with us. That was John Reba Anatmarin, Deputy CEO of Operations at SOCSO. And once again, that number to call if you have questions, especially about the new coverage under working from home, you can call 1-300-228-000, or you can visit the website, which is www.perkeso.gov.my. If you have any thoughts that you'd like to share on any of the stories that we've been talking about today, you can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Coming up after the 7:30 news, we have Popcorn Culture, where we'll be talking about Disney princesses, all of them, and looking back at some of our favourites. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.